Good morning. It's 7 straight up a.m. on a Sunday, August the 11th, 2013. 16 minute first mile. I was late getting the button pushed because I was trying to get Pandora shut off. About 16 minute first mile. Not bad. My legs are telling me that I get a good workout for the first mile. Second mile may not be such a good workout. Yesterday was, yesterday was kind of a relaxing day. I didn't work on very much of anything, actually. I pedaled about in social media a bit. I basically took a day off. And it was good. It felt wonderful. I'm anxious now to get back into paperback formatting. I'm a little leery about going ahead until I see the results of the first one. I've got the expedited shipping on my first galley proof to QuarterShare. And I want to see how the layout looks once I get it on paper and into a book and bound. So I'm a little leery about starting up another project until I see what that one looks like. Now, I suppose that's sort of silly, because I could do some of the front end work. I could get it, the next book, uploaded and cross-loaded and put it to text format, I suppose. Tag the file chapter, tag the chapter names. It doesn't take very long, but it is one of the tedious processes. Get the ISBNs assigned. I can't really assign the ISBNs until I do the upload to CreateSpace to find out how many pages it's going to be. Although the PDF gives me a good estimate. So, yeah, today is Sunday. Tomorrow is Monday. Tuesday, the wife heads off to New Orleans for a conference. Thursday, younger daughter goes to school, back to school. Next Saturday, the wife comes home. So I've got some good quiet time coming up for recording. I should take advantage of that. First thing I need to do is plug the Nook in and charge it up. But all things considered, it's been a real productive month. I've had a huge, huge amount of work get cleared off my desk this month in the last 4 weeks. Two books that have been published. And while Double Share was a republish, Owner Share is still doing fairly well, and it's having the desired result of spurring more sales of the earlier books as well. So, yeah, that's all good. I do need to get South Coast out of mothballs. Figure that one out. Gorgeous morning. I haven't had my coffee yet, so I'm still a little groggy. I got up I got up around 5:30. Maybe it's closer to 5 o'clock. So I've been up a couple of hours, but I put the coffee on when I got up and then never went back to pick up a cup when the pot was ready. Then it was time to leave. Actually, it was past time to leave. So, yeah, here I am. Blue Jay having a fit. And we head east. Sun is sort of caught behind a cloud deck. I can't decide which way it's moving, the clouds. Whether it's coming south from the north or heading east. It's a fairly substantial amount of clouds to the north and northwest. It's not so much back over the mountains to the west. It's kind of a threatening looking set of clouds to the north, though. I wonder what's happening. Typically this time of year, most of the stuff is just flying mostly west to east. We're in the shadow of the mountains in terms of clouds, so Monk Pole. So we don't see that much coming straight out of the west. If it has an opportunity to come even a little bit southeast, coming up from the north, coming down from the north, then yeah, a lot of times you get some instability in the atmosphere that'll swirl on the downslope side of the Rockies. I'm trucking right along here because I want my breakfast. I want my toast and peanut butter and a fresh cup of coffee. And I can't decide if I'm going to work today or if I'm going to play today. I can't seem to... Part of me says I've earned a break, that I've done a tremendous amount, and that pushing forward might be a mistake because I'll get burned out. But part of me says, you got the momentum, run with it. I do have a new book to write. I do have a secret project I'm working on. I do have a bunch of audio stuff that I can't really do today. I suspect by the time I get home, my wife will be up and we'll be running the heavy appliances to try to get laundry taken care of before the heat of the day, which is only a good idea. That also means no recording. No recording early and then no recording late because the air conditioning outside unit, the compressor, is just outside the studio window. So when the compressor runs, no recording. Sun broke out. Yeah, you can tell. It's still summer. It's still August. August the 10th. No, August the 11th. 20 more days till September. You know who's going to win the Pisec this year? Not me, but I wonder who is. I'll have at least one title in the hunt next year. A furious call, perhaps, would be a good opportunity to get the fantasy work, to have a little time in light, try to build up that brand a little bit. I really think that in a lot of ways, a furious call, the Tanith Fairport Adventures are much more approachable for people who are looking for normal kinds of action sorts of stories. There's conflict that's more recognizable. There's an unfolding plot that is not quite so abstruse. That's not to say that the share books don't have plot. They do. It's just a lot of people can't find it because it's not clearly marked. Okay, here's a plot point, and here's another plot point. I think I do better marking that stuff off the later books. Yep, that's Big Black Cloud, all right. I turned north. I'm walking straight almost due north. And there is a huge swath of very dark, very black looking clouds just to the north. The leading edge of it is almost over my head. The sun is peeking under it. And even that can't really pick out the light up the sky. It's pretty astonishing. Sun's up too high to actually shine underneath it. I bet it was spectacular if I'd come out an hour ago. Although an hour ago the sun was down behind the clouds on the horizon. There's another fairly dense band of clouds to the east. Extends up 5-10 degrees. So some cloud deck. Oh yeah. I got the front lawn mowed yesterday. Today is irrigation day, so I won't be able to mow the back, but I'll get that tomorrow perhaps. When I need a break, I need to stand up and stretch, I'll do the backyard tomorrow. Get that back in shape. We've got tree guys coming this week to take care of a bunch of tree problems that we've got around the house. As much as I like having these big tall trees around, some of them are now threatening the integrity of the building, so we've got to do a little bit of work. $17.17 on the back half, not shabby at all. That's a good second half. It's a good second mile. 32 minutes total. Not bad. I'll take it. It's a good workout for Sunday morning and the 11th or 12th day that I have not missed a podcast. Yay. I have to thank the Dog Days of Podcasting people for having me have that little extra incentive to get out and move, and also my walk to from Hobbiton to Rivendell. I haven't gone very far, but every day I chalk up 2 more miles. I'll be in Rivendell eventually. But for now, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.